AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An FBI bulletin is warning of plans for armed protest at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C., ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration. The National Guard is bringing in more troops to D.C. for Inauguration Day. For security reasons, the Washington Monument will be closed until after Inauguration Day. President-elect Biden says the venue for his swearing-in will not change.
I'm not afraid of taking the oath outside.
The president-elect says it's important to punish those responsible for the deadly violence last week at the Capitol. Meantime, the House has started the process of impeaching President Trump a second time. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The impeachment resolution charges him with incitement of insurrection, blaming him for spurring supporters to riot at the Capitol last week and warning he could do more damage before his term ends next week. A vote could come Wednesday, but first, Democrats are urging Vice President Pence and a majority of the cabinet to invoke constitutional powers and remove the president, though Pence has given no indication he's ready to do that.
Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the president encouraged an insurrection.
Making sure that this president as soon as possible removed from the ability to repeat the seditious action that he took last Wednesday.
President Trump leaves office next week, and the Senate likely won't convene until next week. The president-elect has received his second dose of the coronavirus vaccine.
My number one priority is getting vaccine in people's arms.
Arizona, with the highest coronavirus diagnosis rate in the country, is giving out shots in a drive-through, round-the-clock operation at the stadium that's home to the NFL's Arizona Cardinals. A source tells the AP the Philadelphia Eagles fired their coach, Doug Peterson. This is AP News. The right-wing friendly social media site Parler is offline for now. Amazon stopped hosting it.
Parler went offline just after midnight as its CEO told users he was trying to secure another host. But in the end, John Mates posted, "Amazon's, Google's, and Apple's statements to the press about dropping our access has caused most of our other vendors to drop their support for us as well. And most people with enough servers to host us have shut their doors to us." Trump, who was kicked off of Twitter, where he had 89 million followers, has said he may launch his own app. Free speech experts anticipate growing pressure on all social media platforms to curb incendiary speech as Americans take stock of Wednesday's violent takeover of the U.S. Capitol by a Trump-incited mob. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump awarded the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, one of the outgoing president's fiercest GOP allies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.